I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're talking about neuropathy, causes and treatments. And you had titled it peripheral neuropathy. Hey, I said it.
You said it.
I was practicing saying it. And I couldn't say peripheral. And now I'm saying
it. Now you're doing it great. You got it.
I said, can't we just call this neuropathy?
Absolutely.
Because there's, 100 different neuropathies, you said?
Yes, there are. There are 100 different kinds of neuropathy. Matter of fact, there's quite a few different types of peripheral neuropathy also.
I'm trying to say
that fast 20 times. That's something that covers a wide range, a lot of different kinds of causes. But neuropathy mm-hmm. just means a pathology of the nerves.
Okay.
So you just break it down. Neuro.
Yes.
And then patho is pathology.
All right. I didn't take that Latin course. So have you already answered the first question I had here? What is peripheral neuropathy?
Well, when you're talking about peripheral neuropathy, you're talking about three different kinds of nerves. So you're talking about sensory nerves, where there can be a disease that or a pathology that's going on in the sensory nerves. It can also be a pathology of the motor nerves, or it can be a pathology of the autonomic nerves, which controls all the areas that aren't conscious. So each of those different ones can be a different part of the peripheral neuropathy. So you could have one, two, or all three components in neuropathy.
Is there one that's more common than another?
Well, the one that people complain about the most is the sensory, because that's where you get the neuralgia. Mm-hmm. So there's peripheral neuralgia, and mm-hmm. then there's neuropathy. And the neuralgia is the pain part, the sensations that are involved with that. When you're talking about sensory neuropathy, you're talking about pain, you're talking about the numbness, you're talking about the tingling, sometimes the stabbing pain, burning pain, electrical pain. There's lightning bolts, people talk about that. There's all sorts of...
It feels like a lightning bolt.
A lightning bolt. Mm-hmm. Some of the people come in. And there's all sorts of different types of ways. There can also be an increase in pain, or it could be a loss of sensation. Mm-hmm. So that you're not really aware if you're irritating the foot. One of the things that's a very common thing when you've got peripheral neuropathy is having sores on the bottom of the feet.
Because you haven't felt
there's a
sensation.
Well, also, and then there's loss of nerve and circulatory issues that are involved in that. Mm-hmm. And that's another important component of peripheral neuropathy is it's not just the nerves, but there's also a vascular aspect to that, too. One of the things that whenever we have someone who's complaining about the possibility of having peripheral neuropathy, either it's already been diagnosed or they're coming in because of the symptoms, is we do a diagnostic test to determine what is it that's causing the problems. And mm-hmm. we can do some neurological tests, advanced neurological tests to find out what part of the nervous system is giving the problems. We can tell whether it's sensory, motor, or autonomic nervous system that's out of balance. We can also check to see if it's the circulatory system, because it could be major arteries, or it could actually be the small arterioles that where the problem is occurring. And all of that goes into the components of once you know the cause, mm-hmm. it's much easier to treat.
Right.
So, and of course, people are coming in not because they, truly want to know, the cause of it, but they want to get relief.
Right.
But if you don't know the cause, then it's very hard to figure out what's going to work to fix it.
Yeah, and I just thought it was neuropathy is neuropathy.
Yeah it's neuropathy is very complicated. There mm-hmm. are... many different causes. There's many different conditions involved with that. And separating that out You know, I've had many a patient who came in with the complaints because it's basically a referral practice. Mm-hmm. And other people have said that we've been able to solve their neuropathy problems. And so they come in saying, you know, I'm not getting any answers anywhere else. We don't even know what the cause. Idiopathic neuropathy, which means we have no idea. That's why they call it
idiopathic
for idiot. For idiot. It's actually for idiot. I've had someone who came in and said, oh, I found out what kind of neuropathy I have. And I said, oh, yeah? He said, idiopathic. And I said, well, that just means we're idiots and we don't know what it is. And he goes, oh. I said, let's go ahead and do the diagnostic test and make it no longer idiopathic and actually have a reason for it.
That is so funny. They have a word for that.
Right. So neuropathy is very complicated. Mm-hmm. There's a lot involved, a lot of causes. But it really does help out tremendously if you know what's going on. So the diagnostics are extremely important. And that's one of the things we do at our office is we try to get very, very excellent diagnostics. And we have some things that other people do not have.
Well, I want to make sure to clarify, you said we're a referral practice, meaning most of our referrals come from other patients.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
So I want to clarify that. But let's talk about what are the symptoms of peripheral neuropathy?
Well, when you're talking about the sensory peripheral neuropathy, you have two different ways it can go. It can be an increased sensation where you have pains and it's, you know, like lightning bolts. Mm-hmm. It can be burning pain. It can feel like needles in the bottom of your feet. Mm-hmm. Or in the hands. Feet are more common. It can also be the other way where you have loss of sensation. Where you can't really feel the difference between cold and hot. You can't actually feel your feet, which becomes a real problem for sensory. You know, if you can't feel your feet, one of the things as we raise people up, we need to make sure that I have no idea where my feet are. Mm-hmm. You know, so it makes it hard to stand up.
Right. Come up.
So, you know, that causes a lot of falls, a lot of problems along those lines. Mm-hmm. Then you have motor neuropathy. Where you start to have some wasting of the muscles. You have loss of normal type of strength in the feet and the legs, which we have a lot of people who eventually come into braces because they've lost the normal strength and the ability to move their feet properly. Coordination, balance, kinesthetic sense, mm-hmm. all of those things start to go, and then that starts to create a whole host of other problems. And then you can also have autonomic nervous system, where you have a neuropathy associated with that, which cuts down on the normal functioning of how your body's working. So distinguishing those three aspects of neuropathy is an important part. And then also it can involve the circulation, where you start to have loss of circulation. One of the problems with peripheral neuropathy, especially in the feet, is we have people who are scheduled to have toes cut off. Mm-hmm. Because you no longer have life.
Amputation's a better,
better
word.
Amputation. So, you know, when you have those types of things going on, you know, and that's pretty
right,
serious.
Pretty serious, yeah.
We try to stop that, and most of the time we're able to reverse that.
And that's great news for people.
Right. Yeah. To keep them from losing having different amputations taking place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very important because the nerves and the circulation keep the whole body alive. And if you lose those two things, then the body doesn't work. It starts to degenerate.
Mm-hmm. Well, how common is peripheral neuropathy?
In America, there's about 20 million Americans right now diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy.
Wow.
One of the things that is very true is those are the outstanding cases. Mm-hmm. People all the time are starting to develop, you know, they don't have the diagnosis yet, mm-hmm. but they're developing some of the precursors to that, and it's not full-blown.
So these 20 million are people that have been diagnosed.
And you're talking about really about three times the number where they're borderline peripheral neuropathy, mm-hmm. where they're starting to develop that. If you're talking about diabetics, 70% of all diabetics are either diagnosed or have the symptoms or heading into peripheral neuropathy.
Well, that's what I think of a lot with neuropathy is diabetics.
Well, the diabetics make up 70% of all peripheral neuropathies. There mm-hmm. are other causes along those lines, but that's definitely by far the biggest majority.
Mm-hmm. Now, what causes peripheral neuropathy?
There are a whole host of things. You're talking about diabetes. Mm-hmm. There's also vitamin and mineral deficiencies that kick that off, but that's also associated with diabetes. Alcoholism can cause diabetes.
No, neuropathy, you mean?
Alcoholism can cause neuropathy. Mm-hmm. You can have liver disease, kidney disease. You can also have chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. So there are different mm-hmm. drugs that can cause that. A lot of the HIV drugs cause peripheral neuropathy. You can also be on an antibiotic and it can kick off peripheral neuropathy. Mm. Guillain-Barré, infections can cause peripheral neuropathy. Epstein-Barr virus is well known, certain bacterias. A very common one is Coxsackie viruses can kick off peripheral neuropathy. So infections can cause that. Autoimmune diseases. Rheumatoid arthritis, Sjogren's disease, systemic lupus erythematosus can also kick off peripheral neuropathy. Mm-hmm. Heavy metal toxicity can also kick it off. Cadmium is very well known. Mercury, lead can also cause peripheral neuropathy. So looking at all the different types of causes and figuring out what's involved with that, you can see why oftentimes they'll say, well, it's idiopathic, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
But you can be very thorough, and that's one of the things we try to do, mm-hmm. to find out what it is that's truly causing peripheral neuropathy.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about the role that structure function care plays. And structure function care is something we do at the Prather practice in neuropathy.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what makes your approach and emphasis on the thyroid unique?
We look at it structure functionally, where homeostasis is what is important. Mm-hmm. And homeostasis is a balance, and there's a balance in the thyroid that should be achieved, which you can determine. And the people who have a normally balanced thyroid homeostasis is probably less than 1%.
Wow.
Of the population. There are two systems that control the rest of the body, the nervous system and then also the endocrine system. And as I tell the patients, those are the two things that we need to get fixed first. Mm. You have to have a proper functioning nervous system and a proper functioning endocrine system to be healthy. And the thyroid is sort of the workhorse of the endocrine system. And many of the problems that we see in patients once we get the thyroid balanced out, a lot of the issues start to clear up. The people who come in here, often 80% of them have had their, because they felt that their thyroid was a problem.
Had them checked,
and they were told that they were normal when.
Why is that?
They're not doing the proper blood tests. They're not reading them correctly. Doctors aren't being specific enough on what the thyroid number should be. The American Thyroid Association has said that the numbers need to be much, much tighter than what they are. There's a different type of a evaluation. There's reference range, and then there's homeostasis. What is a perfect homeostasis? The labs aren't there to tell you what the blood work should be. Mm-hmm. They're just saying, of the people who come in here, 50% of them have this number. Reference range has nothing to do with where you know, mm-hmm. you should be.
Right.
That's not what it's designed.
Way beyond them and right. tell people, you know, and they come in, well, my doctor said, you know, this was normal. And
I say, no, that's that's not normal. I even find endocrinologists not reading lab tests properly to really understand where that should be, because when we get people into homeostasis range, their symptoms go away. That's where they go, oh, wow, I feel really great. All the different things that I was complaining about are all of a sudden now working properly, and that's because they are in the range that I tell them that they should be in.
Right.
Because those are the proper ranges that need to be there.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, today we're talking about peripheral neuropathy, causes and treatments. And Dr. Prather, I know I think a lot when it comes to neuropathy of feet, but you also said you can get it in the hands and
absolutely
legs.
We've had a couple of gentlemen who had it in the hands. They had gotten flu vaccine and had a Guillain-Barré reaction, and so they had peripheral neuropathy in the hands and arms, where on the side that they had had the vaccination.
Wow.
So that is one thing that can occur.
Well, let's talk about what the role of structure function care play in treating neuropathy.
Well, one of the things, you know, just to let you know, is that really structure function care is the best way to treat neuropathy. Because there are limited results. One of the things is everyone that comes in to our office with neuropathy is pretty frustrated, just because there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of hope, a lot of progression, a lot of ability for the medical profession to control neuropathy. So that's one of the reasons we also get quite a few referrals from MDs for neuropathy. That is one thing that is probably one of the most common things that I get referrals from other medical doctors for, just because of the poor results in medically. So structure function care is really the way to approach neuropathy. And what we're talking about with structure function care is you're bringing back the body in back into homeostasis, both structurally and functionally. And that has the best results with neuropathy. So you're looking at balancing. The structure has a huge amount of effect both on circulation and on the nervous system. And then functionally, if you're trying to get the physiology under control. One of the biggest things that is going on with the nervous system is deficiencies, nutritional deficiencies. One of the reasons that diabetes plays such a big role in peripheral neuropathy is the very nature of diabetes is it uses up quite a few vitamins and minerals that you normally need to function, that the nerves need to be able to function, and the circulation. So with diabetes, you have a greater need for you know, your B vitamins, for zinc, for all those different types of things than the normal person does. So nutritional deficiencies plays a huge role in any type of control of neuropathy. And of course, structure function care, that is completely involved with the vitamins and minerals of the body. So structure function care should always be always should be a consideration in neuropathy and neuropathy care.
Well, let's talk about then, you know, some of that type of care we do at the Prather Practice. Chiropractic care, why is that important to the treatment of peripheral neuropathy?
Well, chiropractic care is absolutely essential. Chiropractic is completely about the nervous system. And if you... what you want to do with any type with neuropathy is you want to relieve as much stress off the nervous system. The nervous system has been stressed from several different types of angles. So chiropractic care is essential to get results with neuropathy. The spine is where all the nerves come out of the spinal cord, spread throughout the body, and any type of an impingement on those nerves is going to accentuate any neuropathic condition.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that you have a good balance along those lines. One of the things that we find is identify the problem area for the neuropathy that's involved with that particular nerve. We do an adjustment on it, and I do different types of examinations and tests to show them the quality of their neuropathy. We do reflex to see what their reflexes are doing. We check on strength. We check on the pain levels. We check on muscle spasms. And all of those things are very evident to the patient. After we do an adjustment on that, we see immediate changes. That's what's really gets people. People are like, oh, wow. I can really tell a difference along those lines. So any type of a neurological condition like that. So if you have peripheral neuropathy, do not rule out chiropractic as one of the most important things that you can get relief from. Oftentimes it can actually be quite dramatic.
So what results have you seen with chiropractic care in your office treating peripheral neuropathy?
Well, I would say that every patient that I have coming in, the first thing that we notice is we check on muscle strength, leg strength. Usually we're talking about the legs and feet. And when I first check them, almost always there is some weakness that's associated with the peripheral neuropathy. Immediately after, usually the first adjustment, there is a complete restoration of strength. Which really encourages people. You know, they start to see those changes. And I do a lot of nerve tracing, and they can feel that that nerve has really settled down immediately afterwards. So that gives them quite a bit of hope and the first step in really getting that pain relief under control. So, you know, the results, I've had many a grown men cry after their first adjustment just because of the relief that they got, which is very satisfying and something that people who have pretty much lost hope, we've had even people who said that they were close to suicidal because of the pain that is involved.
Right.
And finding that kind of a relief was miraculous to them.
Well, let's talk about why are extremity adjustments important?
One of the big things that we do is not only in our chiropractic office do we adjust the spine, but we also adjust hips, knees, feet. We've had a whole series on that. And one of the biggest areas that people have the pains are in the feet. I had a gentleman who came in recently who had been to four different doctors about the pain in his feet. Now, he actually was okay in the spine. We really didn't have too much problems. But as I went down and examined his feet, he was just, you know, it was like, oh my gosh, yes. You are reproducing the pain that I feel all the time. And what I did was I did some foot adjustments. And one of the things that people don't realize is that podiatrists used to be called chiropodists. And chiropodists, what they would do is adjust the bones in the feet for relief in the for pain relief in the feet. That was what they used to do up until 1959, and then they went medical. So the foot adjusting has a very long and old history.
And chiropodists.
Chiropodist is how that would be spelled.
They
pronounce it chiropodist. So that's where they dropped the chiro part and just went to the podiatry.
And that was up until 1959.
1959, before that, they were called chiropodists. Then they become called podiatrists. But adjusting of the feet is one of the things that we do quite a bit. And something that I learned how to do And we get really amazing results. I adjusted his feet, and he goes, "My pain's gone."
Mm-hmm.
You know, that quickly.
Yeah. I do know, because I see it
right.
all the time.
It's, mm-hmm. it's my pain is gone.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "That's incredible. Do you know how many medications I've taken? You know, how many different doctors I've seen, how many different orthotics and different things I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
And in 3 seconds of adjusting, you took care of my pain in my feet."
Mm. By adjusting the bones in his feet.
By adjusting, yeah.
And we have quite a few bones in our...
Yeah, there's 46 articulations
mm-hmm.
in the feet. So there's quite a few different... It's an art in itself in learning how to adjust the feet.
Mm-hmm.
But that really makes a huge difference in the pain, especially down in the feet, and very important to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's something that we usually have to come back to. We also need to look at the other different types of things that are involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever you're talking about peripheral neuropathy, there's usually not just one cause. There's usually multiple things that are involved and why that has occurred. That's one of the reasons that we look at the entire situation. You know, and when we do the diagnostic tests, I say, well, this is the portion that's giving you the issues. You've obviously got both some circulatory problems and some sensory nerve issues
mm-hmm.
that need to be taken care of, so we need to do both of those. You know, this is the way that we're going to approach that. And with that knowledge, then we actually get the good results.
Yeah, I always remember that one patient who thought all we adjusted was the feet.
Well, he had been referred in for foot problems, for uh-huh. peripheral neuropathy of the feet, and I adjusted his feet and got him solved, and he was coming back in just for a maintenance visit, and someone was going before him, and I was adjusting the low back, and of course, that's what chiropractors are known for, and he says, I didn't know you adjusted the low back. My mom's got low back problems. Should I refer her in? And he said, I just thought you adjusted the feet.
Uh-huh. And then I realized we had a problem
educating our patients. Yes.
When we come back, let's talk more about the structure function care of neuropathy. We're going to talk about acupuncture next.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
They got this prescription stuff that they advertise on TV, and I swear, half the time, the side effects are 50 times worse than what the medicine cures.
Try new Floraflor for itchy, watery eyes. It's Floraflor. Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, water weight gain, lower back pain, receding hairline, eczema, seborrheic psoriasis, itching, chafing clothing, liver spots, blood clots, ringworm, excessive body odor, uneven tire wear, pyorrhea, gonorrhea, diarrhea, halitosis, scoliosis, loss of bladder control, hammer toe, the shanks, low sperm count, warped floors, cluttered drawers, hunchback, heart attack, low resale value on your home, feline leukemia, athlete's foot, head lice, club foot, MSMD, VD, fleas, anxiety, sleeplessness, drowsiness, poor gas mileage, tooth decay, parvo, warts, unibrow, lazy eye, fruit flies, chest pains, clogged drains, hemorrhoids, dry heaving, and sexual dysfunction.
You know what? I'll just have itchy, watery eyes.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Well, we're talking today about peripheral neuropathy, causes and treatments, and this is actually part one of a two-part series. There's a lot of information we need
there's
to share.
There's a lot of, and we're still not covering it in depth, so there's a tremendous involved, and you know, tremendous amount of information that goes into peripheral neuropathy.
Well, I mean, 20 million Americans are diagnosed with it. Those are ones that doesn't even include the ones that aren't.
Correct.
But are having some of the symptoms. So before we went to break, we're talking about the role of structure function care that we do at the Prather Practice and how that, you know, what role that plays in peripheral neuropathy. We talked about the chiropractic care. Did I say that all right?
You did that wonderful. I was just so proud of you saying that. There for a while when you had some problems pronouncing it, all of a sudden I was like, I'm not quite getting it right either.
That's why I just wanted to call it neuropathy. But let's talk about acupuncture. Mm-hmm. You know, why is acupuncture important to the treatment of neuropathy?
Well, interestingly enough, the most common treatment that I'm supposed to do when I get a referral is the acupuncture is what most medical doctors are sending them in for is the acupuncture, because there has been a tremendous amount of research that has shown that acupuncture is one of the best treatments for neuropathy.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
So, you know, getting that type of an information, and, you know, patients are asking for, you know, I've got to get some relief. They try three or four medications. It doesn't work. What do they do with them? Well, you know, there's been some good research on acupuncture and neuropathy. We are ranked as the number one acupuncturist in Indianapolis. Brag a little bit here.
Yeah, I was going to brag, but you go right ahead.
It's much better when you do it. But we do get, that is the most common thing that we are referred in for is acupuncture for neuropathy. So looking at that, it has a wonderful effect on relieving the symptoms of neuropathy. So acupuncture, one of the big things that everybody comes in is said, well, doctor, how does acupuncture work? Because most people don't know. You know, how does sticking some needles, do you stick it in the nerves? What is it that seems to help with that? And acupuncture works along the electromagnetic portion of the body. And the electromagnetic portion is one of the most important parts of healing and reducing inflammation and getting things back to normal, reducing scar tissue, all those types of things. So if you have a cut, let's say you have someone sliced you or something like that, or you had a surgical procedure. That was one of the most common things. And you put acupuncture needles along the surgical incision, it'll heal twice as fast as it would if you just let it go. Also, if you have an old scar tissue where you have, you can tell that you had surgery there or some type of an accident, if you put acupuncture needles into that scar tissue, the scar tissue will actually disappear. And you go, and my patients who've had that done go, what? How does that do that? Well, the cells are surrounded by electrical magnetic energy. And the acupuncture will draw the electromagnetic energy that's around us into that area and change the pattern of the electromagnetic field. And it's the electromagnetic field that works in our system that creates healing and normalization of cell tissue. So as you put acupuncture needles in, if you're doing blood analysis, you'll see an immediate change in the inflammatory conditions in the body. You'll also see immediate changes in the hormones of the system. you'll find that there's an increased tolerance to pain. There's also a healing factor that will start to take place that normally wouldn't take place. So the nerves are damaged. So what you're doing is you hit those on certain points, and that will stimulate healing that normally wouldn't take place. So with the chiropractic, we're getting the nervous system normalized because of the structural interference. So you get that eliminated, then you add acupuncture to it, and then that stimulates the healing of the nerves. So you take off the pressure, you take off the insult with the chiropractic, then you use the acupuncture, and it speeds up healing and creates healing that normally wouldn't occur without it.
So how do you determine where the acupuncture needles are placed?
Now, that's one of the things that's a little bit different in our office, is we do an evaluation of the electromagnetic pattern of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So we have something called an EMI, which will image and tell us how the different meridians of the body are balanced and how they're imbalanced. That tells us which points to hit to balance the entire electromagnetic energy of the entire system. Mm. As we do that, we can even zero in on certain areas of the body, what it is, what points are going to work the best. There are 3,000 acupuncture points in the body.
How many?
3,000.
3,000.
One of the things that
and
is...
people, we want our listeners to realize they're not going to have 3,000 needles.
I like how you think. Well, that's one of the
That'd
things...
That'd be called a pincushion.
One of the interesting things about acupuncture is the fewer points that you need to needle to get the balance, the better the results.
Mm.
So what
less is more.
Less is more and more powerful. So what we do is we do that evaluation on the body, and it tells us exactly which points need to be stimulated. Now, it's not only tells us which points need to be stimulated, but how they're stimulated. Because not only do we do needle acupuncture, we have different kinds of needles for different types of problems. We have gold, we have silver, we've got several different forms of needles that we can use. Not only do we do that, but we also have laser, electrical, and powder.
So you determine this all with the
meridian imaging. Right.
Okay.
So we're able to look at that.
That's kind of your evaluation.
Evaluation. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is I had one guy sit there and say, well, you know, I was referred into you because you got really good results. Just to let you know, I've been to three other acupuncture clinics. I didn't get any results. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, how do they determine which points to use? And he said, I don't know. I said, well, we're going to use some scientific, very specific types of ways to evaluate your meridians so that we know which one we're going to do. And he did it. We did 2 points on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, he's I can immediately, as I did that, his pain decreased within a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "What? You know, I've tried this, and it's the specificity."
Yes, yes, and using that diagnostic tool.
Again, it's diagnostic tools.
Mm-hmm.
The same is true of chiropractic, getting that very specific type of area. One thing that we had was I had a patient chiropractically had a spondylolisthesis, anterior spondylolisthesis of L3, and that was correlating perfectly with the nerves that were involved in his peripheral neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, that's where the correction needs to be, and that's a very specific type of adjustment because he had tried chiropractic before and actually got worse.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, now, this is the type of specific adjustment that has to go for an anterior spondylolisthesis of L3. I said, is this what they did? And he said, no.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even come close to that. And I did the adjustment, and he could tell an immediate difference. So, again, it's examination, diagnostic, specificity, getting that perfectly in the manner that you need to get it to get the results that you're actually looking for.
Right. Well, when we come back, more on role, because we got into talk about other treatments. We talked about how chiropractic helps peripheral neuropathy, acupuncture, and there are other treatments also that help that we're going to talk about here on part one of peripheral neuropathy.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure-function model. Mm. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure-function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had. Okay. And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results. They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days. They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures. And a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits. There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied. The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models. They gave the structure-function model as the primary care coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. So let it get away. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking today about peripheral neuropathy, causes and treatments, and this is part one of a two-part series because there's quite a bit of information.
So much to go through. Right.
In the last segment, you talked about acupuncture and the treatment and the helpful treatment it is to neuropathy and the changes you've seen, your patients have seen. You talked about the importance, well, the electromagnetic field. You know,
correct.
Energy. Can you just touch on that real quickly before we go on?
That's a question that almost everybody has because nobody really understands how acupuncture works. Mm-hmm. If you look at the acupuncture needles, they've been designed to get the maximum results, and they look like little antennae.
Uh-huh.
And basically, they are.
They're little antennas.
They're little antennas, and there are points on your acupuncture points on your body where electromagnetic energy enters and leaves. So those are distinguishable points on the system, and you have to learn where they are. And how to identify them is a very important part of being a good acupuncturist. Because electromagnetic energy isn't well understood, mm-hmm. I have to usually describe that to people, but there is the Earth puts off an electromagnetic field. That's how birds navigate, that's how fish navigate and move mm-hmm. around mm-hmm. and know where to go. That's how monarch butterflies know exactly where to go, is by the electromagnetic fields of the Earth. But it's not just for the electromagnetic fields are not just for navigation and convenience for animals. They utilize that. But the electromagnetic field is essential to life. If you leave the Earth, Yuri, the first cosmonaut, was supposed to be sent up to space for 4 weeks. At 2 weeks, they had to bring him back down because poor Yuri was almost dead.
Mm.
They didn't know why. Matter of fact, it took him 2 years to recover, and he almost died several times. So what happens in space is you're away from the electromagnetic field, and they found that anything they send up too far away from the Earth dies within 2 weeks because of the lack of electromagnetic energy going into the system. They discovered that, and then all spacesuits, space capsules, have electromagnetic generators now that keep people alive for a longer period of time.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason that we haven't gone to Mars yet is because they can't maintain the electromagnetic charge in people for a 2-year period. We're getting closer. That's why they send people up into the space stations.
Does it take 2 years to get to Mars?
There and back again.
There and back.
It would be a 2-year project.
Okay.
And they would be dead by the time they got back because of the lack of electromagnetic mm-hmm. input into their system.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's very critical, but it not only have they found that it's critical for life, but also for healing, functioning. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's one of the missing parts that we are aware of for health and wellness. And interestingly enough, the Chinese described it scientifically. We thought it was more fancy. And they called it chi energy.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were talking about was electromagnetic energy. They even described that it was produced by the inside of the Earth, mm-hmm. that it innervates everything, goes around, and then we absorb it through different parts of our system. And it's essential to health. And we thought, what do they know? But they were right. How they figured that out without the scientific abilities that we have now to measure it,
mm-hmm.
it is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to even analyze how it flowed through people, imaging it, and it follows exactly the meridians that the Chinese set up.
Now, the pads we have at the office, the quantum resonance system, is that based on electromagnetic
energy? Yeah, the people who make those pads mm-hmm. also make them for NASA and the Russians and the European Space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same company. Which we have at the office that makes them for spaceflight.
Interesting.
So electromagnetic energy is a huge area that is untapped on finding the answers in people's health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for answering that. I know we went off a little bit on our subject of neuropathy, but
electromagnetic energy has a huge effect on neuropathy.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about some other treatment that we have here at the Prather Practice that helps. The diathermy, how does that help with neuropathy?
Well, diathermy is large magnets, and diathermy has been, if you look it up, it's considered a heating device, but it's really that's not the purpose that we use it for.
Mm-hmm.
What we use it for is to open up the circulation. It opens up and increases blood flow, and lymphatic flow. Mm. Now, that is, diathermy is used in peripheral neuropathy for the circulatory issues. Matter of fact, we've had people who were ready to have amputations mm-hmm. of the foot, toes, because of the circulatory issues, and we've used the diathermy on their feet. And after our treatments, the vascular surgeons say, your circulation is better than mine. So mm-hmm. we can really get the restoration of the, with the peripheral neuropathy, of the circulatory aspect with diathermy. It's absolutely, absolutely critical if we find that as one of the major components, adding diathermy to their treatment.
Now, if they have limited sensation, can you still use the diathermy?
Absolutely. With the settings that we use, mm-hmm. We're still able to get the circulation without any possibility of overheating the tissue.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about auricular therapy. You know, how does that work in you know, the care of neuropathy?
Matter of fact, auricular therapy, we have units that we use as a for long-term mm-hmm. Treatment. And the reason that that's actually approved, the most common reason, is peripheral neuropathy. The great thing about auricular therapy is it is amazing for relieving the pain of neuropathy that is intractable and for no other thing actually works. And it's used as a substitute for taking opiates for the pain. Mm. And auricular therapy gives amazing relief for peripheral neuropathy.
And that's using the ear points.
That's using the ear points because it works on the brain mm-hmm. portion. And oftentimes the pain can be locked into the brain. And even though you've corrected the problem down in the feet, the brain is still registering that there's pain. So if you use the auricular along with it, then you can really eliminate that pain.
So you're really working the brain.
The auricular is working the brain and working on the pain portions in the brain and getting that reduced. So it's another way of really approaching this whole problem.
Well, Dr. Prather, we're going to continue this in part two next week. It's just going to be a part two series, but a lot of information. Peripheral neuropathy, causes and treatments, and 20 million Americans suffer with this. And
I always feel sorry for any of my peripheral neuropathy patients, and, mm-hmm. and I encourage people to to get that relief. We get, great results, and I hate to see people suffer with them needlessly.
Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSWeightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.